Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Grow Towards Your Greatness podcast. Every week, I'm going to provide you with information that I hope will just be uplifting in your life, or some information that you feel can be uplifting in someone else's life. I want to talk to you all about my poetry. I want to talk to you all about raising kids, about being a parent, about being a positive role model, about your place in the world, how to get negativity out of your head and focus on bringing positive thoughts into your head on a daily basis. I want to share my own experiences because, as they all say, we're all on our own journey, and I haven't figured it all out yet, but I have figured out some things that I feel can be helpful. I'm probably going to share some poetry with you all. I'm going to share some hip-hop if that's what I'm feeling, but it's all designed to just make you want to feel good, sit back, relax, and just work on putting something positive into your head from an audio perspective, because we know that when we turn on the radio nowadays, for the most part, most of what we're listening to is going to be overwhelmingly negative, and it becomes increasingly more and more difficult to keep positive things into our heads. So we have to be proactive in how we diversify what it is that we listen to. Some people do have an opportunity to put the positive things in, but if you're looking for something new, something fresh, then you definitely want to check out this Grow Towards Your Greatness podcast. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about procrastination. Willie Jolly said procrastination is the biggest nation in the world. And for me, I am definitely part of that nation and have carried a passport for many years. And I'm hoping that that passport will expire in 2012 going into 2013. I've been wanting to do podcasts for so long. I love finding new ways to reach out and talk with all of you all, my family out there who wants to grow towards your greatness. And I just procrastinated. I felt like, oh, I couldn't get the technology together. I couldn't figure it out. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what I did today? I just went onto YouTube and typed in how to do a podcast. And lo and behold, there was a 5-minute video by some teenager named Ben talking about how to do a podcast. And as he's doing it, you know, showing a demonstration, I'm sitting there putting it up. And very shortly, the podcast will be available for everybody to hear. I could have done this years ago. Probably reached out to millions of people now. Or who knows, maybe just had 5 dedicated followers. It doesn't really matter about the numbers. What matters is, what are you procrastinating on? What are you waiting on developing, on putting out there that could really impact maybe one person or millions of people to help make their life better? You can't die with your dreams inside you. You can't live with your goals inside you and not work on a daily basis to put them out there, especially if they can help people. We live in a society now where people need so much help on so many different levels. I mean, think of the assistance and mentorship and guidance that you received. Maybe you're at a place right now in your life where you're comfortable, but other people just aren't there yet. So get out there, help, give back. They say, to whom much is given, much is owed. You have to make sure that, you know, you're giving to others, but also make sure that you're giving to yourself. What are you procrastinating on that can help you in your life? Have you been talking about changing that diet for quite a while? Have you been talking about getting off and getting your exercise on for quite a while, but you still really haven't? What are you waiting for? Are you so caught up in the rat race that, you know, you feel like you can't do anything for yourself? Well, I have news for you. I heard a quotation once that said, The funny thing about the rat race is at the end of the day, even if you win, you're still a rat, family. You're still a rat. So are you talking about getting off the rat race, but you haven't really put in any real effort towards doing that? Now is the time to start thinking about that. I hope that when you listen to this podcast, you will be out there focused on how to renew your energy, how to renew your balance, or how to bring some balance into your life. Because the longer you wait, it's a day that you cannot get back. I like when Les Brown asked the question, what would you do if you had 6 months to live? Would you be worried about the things that you're worried about right now? Would you be procrastinating on the things you're procrastinating about right now? Would you start focusing on making, you know, a bucket list of some sort, like the, you know, Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman movie? Is that what your focus is going to be? Why don't you just start living now? Do that now. Act like you have 6 months to live now. Start doing all of the things that you feel you deserve to do, or that you've always wanted to do, or that you've put off for whatever reason. Make that happen now. We are put here on this earth to follow our dreams, to fulfill our passions, not live anyone else's out. We are great people. And as Oprah Winfrey said, we were selected or we were validated when we were born. We made it out of how many millions of sperm, as they say, we made it. We were the ones who survived. We came out survivors. We've survived. Now it's time to thrive. So I want you to really think about stopping the methods in your head that allow you to procrastinate on a daily basis, putting things off, because you will never, ever, ever get to them if you develop the same philosophy. If you continue in that philosophy, I should say, of procrastination. I want to share with you all a poem today that just talks about greatness. It's the first podcast. It's the Grow Towards Your Greatness podcast. And so I want to share something motivational with you all poetically. And it's entitled Grow Towards Your Greatness. It comes from a poem, and it goes right along with the book and CD that I did of the same title. So I hope you enjoy it. And it goes like this. They say greatness is a choice. But what have you chosen? You've been frozen in time and broken in mind. For too long, the same song playing in your head. Living in breath, but better off dead. But who said you did not have the power? Who said this is not your hour? You've been showered with a steady stream of words that kill your dreams. But since you're still breathing, then someone done lied to you, tried to deny you of your own potential inside you. If you just decide to, let no one deride you. Don't even let them get beside you as you unearth the new you. Stop listening to naysayers and decide to do you. No more pity party sob stories and boo-hoos. If no one told you that you're great, then let me be the first to. If you develop the thirst to drink from face fountain, then you'll develop the might to move mountains. You see, we remove tons of dirt to find 1 ounce of gold. So we'll ask you to remove tons of hurt and just uncover 1 ounce of your soul. You'll set yourself on a true path of greatness, getting out of your passenger seat and driving your own car, reaching for the moon, but maybe only landing among the stars. You see, you have greatness inside you, but you must choose to be great. Blaze a path of excellence, leaving fear in your wake. All you need is already inside you. You just must believe in yourself, grow towards your greatness, and discover your true wealth. Grow towards your greatness, ladies and gentlemen. Stop procrastinating. Get out there and just focus. Stop being frozen in time and broken in mind. Grow towards your greatness, everybody. This is the place to come where you can take yourself to the next level. Let's ride together and make change.